say, sure, I'd go, or sure, I'll do that.
Now, if you were out somewhere maybe helping one of your neighbors do some work, and a cold spell came on all of a sudden, so that he would lend you a coat or something to work in, and it was just your size, you might say his coat
fit me.
And if you, I don't know how you feel about throwing stones at dogs or anything, but if you saw some cur you didn't like very well and you picked up a stone, heaved it, what would you say you did to the stone?
I threw the rock.
Any other term?
No, that's all.
Chucked it?
No.
If you met an old friend down in Russellville, sometime you're down there, you might tell your wife about it when you get home and say, remember Sam Johnson when I was up in, or when I was in Russellville or Bowling Green today, I did what?
I met Sam Johnson.
Any other ways of saying it?
I ran into him.
Any other? Ran across?
Yeah.
If you didn't care to do something somebody asked you to do, but you were willing to do it if they really wanted you to do it, you'd say, well, I'll do it, but I what?
I don't care anything about doing it or something.
Any other ways of saying it?
I'd rather do something else.
Well, what's the opposite of never?
Always, I guess.
What's another way of saying, of asking, how frequently do you have a chicken?
How often?
If a couple children decided they were going to be a little bit obstinate about something they knew they could get away with, mother was trying to get them to do it, one might speak up and say, I'm not going to do it, and the other one would chime in and say, what?
I'm not going to do it either.
And